The restriction was complete. The young kobold had his legs splayed out almost painfully to the sides and back, exposing his rear, his backside was to the ground, his arms to the sides. I stepped around him, the tentacles darting this way and that to avoid touching me, and I rested my slimy member on his snout, smearing my fluids around his nostrils, grinding it against the flesh of his muscle, prying at his teeth. Every single sensation that he felt, every smell he inhaled, every strand of slime that rubbed off his muscle made his mind light up, and I reveled in the sensation. Such powerful, submissive energy is like nourishment to me. I can feed off it like a succubus. Not to mention the sight of such a lovely, knotted cock spasming futilely is always a treasure to behold. I ordered a couple of the smaller tentacles to wrap themselves around his scrotum, which was now dangling freely, the draconic form mixing with the obviously vulpine heritage of the species, the pouch furred rather than scaled, the cock moist and veiny, unlike the horned protrusions of real dragons. He meowed and then yipped as the tentacle wrapped around his nuts began to constrict, undulating and wrapping itself around a second time, the black fleshy mass forcing the flesh underneath to bulge. He moaned and then groaned out true pain, the psionic emanations making me gasp in pleasure, as the tentacle wrapped a third time around and squeezed harder still, the skin utterly taut, only the twin indentations of his tortured testicles visible. If I had a proper mouth, I would have grinned, as I ordered the tentacle to wrap around a fourth time, Scray yipping rapidly in agony as his nutsack was stretched even further, the intense pain causing tears to drip down on the stone floor, his mind ablaze in delicious torment, his cock throbbing and spasming from masochistic enjoyment. His body was tensing up. I could anticipate an eruption of an orgasm nearing, and I ordered the tentacle to loosen up, still wrapped tightly, but taking off a great deal of the pressure. Scray huffed and puffed delightfully as I so masterfully brought him down from his heights of sensation.